A Song of Fortune, A Classical Gita. Chapter 1. Despair about the battle. The blind uncle and head of the family, Dhritarashtra, said, "At Kurukshetra, the place of pilgrimage, my family members and my nephews, the Pandavas, assembled to fight for justice. What exactly took place there, my dearest Sanjaya?" Sanjaya said, "Duryodhana, that noble and distinguished son of yours, being faced with the forces of the assembled army in support of your nephews, the Pandavas, at that time consulted his former martial teacher, Dronacharya, and said to him, 'Dear Master Drona, now consider this mighty army of the sons of Pandu assembled here by your so very intelligent disciple, the son of Drupada. They managed to get together some people of stature, as there are Arjuna's father-in-law, Drupada, as also some other great warriors like Yuyudhana and Virata, who are just as skilled in the art of war as Bhima and Arjuna. And we may also fear their support group of fighters consisting of Drishtaketu, Chekitana, Kashiraja, the very powerful Purichit, Kuntibhoja, and the eminent man Shaibya. Yudhamanyu, the mighty Uttamauja, the very powerful son of the sister of Krishna, Subhadra, and the sons of Drupadi, they are all truly great chariot fighters. But rest assured, we are no less directly and faithfully supported by the qualities of the warriors at our side. To the support of your goodness, there are Grandfather Bhishma, as also Karna, Kripa, and Ashwatthama, Vikarna and the son of Somadatta, who all, most certainly, are always victorious in battle as well. And there are many other heroes experienced in combat, who, equipped with all kinds of weapons, are prepared to risk their lives for my sake. Under the care of our Grey Eminence, Grandpa Bhishma, we have, unlimited in our opulence and influence, nothing to fear from the but limited power and control of Bhima and his Pandava brothers. Surely none of our allies will, from the undisputed sovereignty of our position, ever let you down." Duryodhana was glad to hear a lion's roar on the conch shell delivered by Grandfather Bhishma to the commencement of the battle. Directly thereafter, suddenly, from all sides of the Kaurava array, the sound was heard of their conches, horns and drums, which combined grew into a tumultuous uproar. In response, the husband of the goddess of fortune and the son of Pandu sounded together their divine conches. Krishna, the lord of the senses, blew the Panchajanya. Arjuna, the Devadatta, and the Herculean Bhima, the voracious eater, blew the great conch named Dipandra. King Yudhishthira, the oldest Pandava, blew Ananta Vijaya, while Nakula and Sahadeva blew the Sugosha and Manipushpaka. So also the conch shells were blown by the king of Kashi, the great archer Sikandi, and the great warrior Drishtayumna, Virata, Satyaki, who was never defeated, and O king, Drupada, together with all the men of Drupadi and the skillful Abhimanyu. The response of their opponents, which just as tumultuous as theirs resounded in the sky and the earth, tore the hearts of the terrified Kauravas. When the son of Pandu, Arjuna, ready with his bow and arrows, saw how the opposition of the repressive forces of Dhritarashtra's sons prepared to fight them in battle, he addressed the sense master, his divine friend Krishna, standing at the reins in his chariot that was marked with the flag of Hanuman. Arjuna said, "Please, perfect aim," as he also called Krishna, "drive the chariot to the middle of the battlefield to face the warriors who, to my support and the support of our opponents, are arrayed there for a final showdown. Let me, on this battlefield, face my Kaurava opponents, who are so convinced of their acquired privileges in pleasing that crooked Dhritarashtra, who is supposed to be our uncle." Sanjaya said, O descendant of Bharata, this requested, Krishna drove the chariot to the middle of Kurukshetra and stopped right in between the warriors positioned there on both sides. With before his eyes Grandfather Bhishma, Drona and all the leaders of the world gathered there for the unique event of the final battle, the fortunate one said, O son of Aunt Kunti, see how all the members of the Kaurava family are gathered here. And there at Kurukshetra, the original place of pilgrimage of the Kuru dynasty, Arjuna saw indeed standing both the parties of his fathers, grandfathers, uncles, nephews, friends, well-wishers and the like. Right in the middle of them, faced with the huge gathering of his family, the son of Aunt Prita was overwhelmed by an avalanche of conflicting feelings, and he stood perplexed, unable to move one more step. Arjuna said, The sight of all these kinsmen, O Krishna, my dear friend, ready to fight each other to the bone, gives me the jitters and frightens me terribly. My sweat turns cold, and my body refuses to obey. I don't know what to say anymore, and I feel a fever burning inside. The world is spinning before my eyes. I have to sit down. I'm losing it completely and see nothing in all of this, O great beauty. What's the use of killing these opposing family members? I'm not after a victory at all, Krishna. What kind of world would that lead to? O friend of the women, what does world dominion mean to us? What happiness can we find in desiring a rule of our own design to hold sway over those friends and family members who have now all taken opposing positions to rule each other out to the point of extinction? They are our fathers, teachers, sons, uncles and grandfathers, for God's sake. I do not wish to kill any of them, nor that they would kill any of us, O devil's despair. Never, ever, I would wish such a thing, not even in my dreams. I am not interested in a battle to defeat the sons of Uncle Dhritarashtra, O keeper of the world. Such a thing, of fighting your own kind, wouldn't be anything less than madness. How can one become happy ending the lives of others, O sweetest of them all? Isn't that sheer suicide? Doesn't that give bad karma? And even if they are as blind as Uncle Dhritarashtra in denying and defying in their greed, in fighting and quarrelling with friends, whatever the consequences that might have, why would we, who see how sinful this all is, not turn away from such a stupendous self-betrayal, O winner of the wealth? Destroying the family this way, all its traditions and hard-won respect will vanish, and the entirety of the remaining family will lose its sense of duty, so each and everyone will confirm. With such an irresponsible attitude, dear Krishna, the women of the family will lose their respect for us. Thus fallen out of grace, no man will know who he is anymore. Also the chance for a good life of our offspring will thus be spoiled because they, with us having fallen in mutual disrespect, will also fail to know how to exercise respect for or confide in any reciprocally healthy and cultured humanity any longer. From these faults made by all who ruined the family and because of which confusion rose in society, thus the righteousness of all classes and age groups will be lost. Also, every good habit with the eater we had in the community will be lost. As they always say, those who spoilt the traditions or spur of man always turn out to land in hell. Greedy for the supreme rule and its privileges, we've oddly enough decided to act against our better knowledge. I'd rather give up our resistance right now and grant them the victory of the battle. Sanjaya said, And so, there, right in between the armies, ready on both sides, Arjuna sat down in the chariot, forgetting about the fight with a mind full of doubts and sadness.